All right, there we go. Life's not like flan.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Hang on. That's what was wrong. Ugh. 90 shilling.
You don't like 90 shilling?
Apparently not.
Oh, man.
Ugh, okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Life's not like flan, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Welcome. You can talk to.
Oh,
welcome.
I can. Okay.
Also welcome to you, yeah.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to be introduced first.
Oh. This is my guest, Ian Dirk.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Studio audience.
That's right. It's a little different today here in the Helpful Snow Fort. A little crowded.
I bought a soundboard for 99 cents for this show.
Yep, it is less than a dollar.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of fabulous sounds on it. Whoa, are we in a war zone or something? Oh, bees! Not the bees! Ah!
That's actually, it's just a picture of Candyman.
Oh.
That's supposed to be a Candyman sound effect.
Okay.
I don't understand how, you know, what the point of these. Do real radio shows, do they use these soundboards today? Is that a thing?
I think they've had soundboards for a while. They just recorded these sounds and put them all on crazy tapes or something. Because you got to think they've had like soundboards before they had, you know, a lot of digital recording.
So they have the soundboards, but they're all like, "Hey, Stewie,"
right,
and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
How does he talk? I sound like an African refugee or something.
That sounds pretty close to the early season, so I think you're all right there. But I imagine that, you know, in some cases, they probably just did have, like, somebody with crazy instruments or, you know, a package of gravel to, like, stomp through. Like, old Foley artists, that's what they're called.
Maybe I should... Let me try one.
Okay.
Let me try, you know... I'll pretend I'm doing a real radio show.
All right.
So we'll do an intro song.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try and use my soundboard here to make it sound like a real radio show.
All right, we'll see how this goes.
McDonald's.
Hey, good morning, Denver.
Oh, it's time to wake up.
Time to wake up and go for your morning drive. And get to work in time so that you can please your stupid-ass boss. And, you know, here comes our show.
The show monkey.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
I guess it's a little easier when you don't have to talk and you can just fill in spaces with sound effects.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Oh.
Damn it. Do you want to try one?
Let me see.
I mean, these are just icons, okay. And I can't really vouch, but you can kind of guess, you know, like clapping hands is clapping.
All right.
Let me load up this intro music.
Are these all of them? Or?
You can scroll down, too. Like, if you just touchpad.
Okay.
You got it?
I think so.
All right, you ready?
All right.
Here we go. Ian's show.
McDonald's is a place to rock.
All right, good morning, everybody, here in lovely Denver, Colorado. It's pretty jammed up there on the expressway. It's bumper to bumper. Yeah, that's right. It's a big cattle call out there today, and it's pretty tough, and there's a lot of people who are really angry just trying to get through to work, trying to get through. But it's really obnoxious when you're just trying to get to work and you just get irritated. But don't worry, we've got a lot of stuff today with our big lion grand prize giveaway. Yeah, there's our prize lion right there. Don't worry, we'll be giving that to you later in the show, and there's lots of money to win.
Very nice.
See, I think this is must how it just works, because I just was staring at these pictures. Like, yeah. I'm just going to fill something in so I can hit this button, then that button, and then another button.
So maybe, like, the shows are determined by
whatever what buttons are there. Well, it's like, well,
if time to cowboy up.
Exactly.
Okay. I see what you're saying. We've got, what the hell is this?
Yeah, we've never heard that
I
before.
Like that, yeah. I didn't recognize that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so that was a little horrifying to end that.
We're going to have some, so maybe they would say, like, what should we do to say, let's see, I have a wolf. We better have some strippers come in today.
Ooh, those aren't the nice looking strippers, are they?
No.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe they say, like, hey, today we're going to take three songs, and you call in and vote and decide which one's going to be terminated.
I'll be back.
Wow.
Or maybe today it's rock out with your cock out. Or you could say, hey, let's go smash a window at a battered women's shelter and then burn it down. And then go to a casino.
I guess. That was kind of got lost there near at the end.
Fair enough.
I guess it's amazing how we're trying so hard to be a bad radio show now.
I know.
Putting a lot of effort. And you spent $1 to try to do this.
Yeah. Well, I'll go almost any distance for this show.
I know.
Ugh. I did try to spend some money the other day, and it didn't go well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I went to the grocery store.
Okay.
And normally when I go...
Pete's Grocery Update! Do you have some theme music for that?
Pete's Grocery Update. McDonald's is a place to rock. So I went to the grocery store, and it was like, I usually go pretty late at night.
Uh-huh.
I would say my average times are between 9 p.m. and midnight.
Right.
My grocery power hour, if you will.
You tend to go as all the meat from the day is being switched from the regular meat section to the manager's special section?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Which here's why. Because Everyone says, you know, oh, you go, you don't get the newest stuff. They're not stocking the newest stuff.
Right.
But I say, you know what? You go in the middle of the day, but then you have your shopping cart and you're stuck behind some fool with 9 kids who are all pulling fucking Reese's Puffs off the shelf all day. Your meat's just as rotten by the time you leave the store.
I would say so. And it's not as if, you know, the meat is somehow fresher at 7 p.m. than it is at 9 p.m.
No, it got killed like 10 years ago.
Right.
Funneled through Jack in the Box, and then it's at the store.
Well, it's worth saying how many people probably say that, and then they buy 3 frozen pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, who cares?
Yeah, it's not as fresh. California Pizza Kitchen.
I know.
So first I'm in the produce, right?
Okay.
And there's a lady there with 2 dumb kids, 2 dumb little pieces of shit.
And she's dumb and ass face?
Dumb, dumb and hellhole fuck face McShit.
Okay.
She's looking at the bagged salads. Now, I don't know a lot about bagged salads, but I know enough.
Uh-huh.
Which is to say, there's like 3 different ones.
There's
one that has radishes in it,
mm-hmm.
There's one that has carrots in it, and there's one that's just lettuce. It's a lettuce bag.
Yeah, I mean, there's sometimes you get the weird things where there's like, this is the Italian mix, but it's just like a different shape of lettuce.
That's what they say. Yeah. Like, this is the one I get's the American blend.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's American because, you know.
It's got a bunch of cheeseburgers in it.
Yeah. It's got a coupon for Wendy's.
Exactly.
Inside. So she's looking fucking forever.
Right.
And she has her cart parked so that no one else can access the item she's looking at.
Uh-huh. She's boxed everybody out.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like a, you know, great basketball player where, like, somebody takes it to the house.
But yeah, then good description.
Hang on. And all then right. It doesn't go in. and then the one guy gets the rebound and boxes everyone out.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's just like that.
It took a long time to get there.
It's just like that sports analogy.
Exactly.
Take it to the house.
Take it to the house.
You know, and I'm like, Jesus, how fucking long is it going to take her? Because how long, if you had a bag of salad rack aisle zone, how long does it take you to select between, I mean, there are probably five different bags, but one of them is going to be Caesar salad, which means it's just lettuce in there and croutons.
That's out.
One is just hearts of romaine.
Yeah, that's
out
too.
That's just plain lettuce. So there's really three salad varietals. One has like pea pods, one has radishes, one has neither. How long does it take to decide?
Oh, God, probably like, it's basically I'm looking at the one that I want and grabbing it.
Okay, you know, well, you're wrong there. It takes over 5 minutes, no joke.
Oh,
I had enough time to, so I was like, all right, this won't be my first stop, you know. I'll get, I got apples, bananas, Oppos and Bononos.
Oppos and Bononos.
Ground beef.
Uh-huh.
Chicken.
Right.
Onions.
Oh, wow.
And then came back and she still had not selected.
So it's worth noting that you went to, not the other side of the store, but you went pretty far away.
I did a decent amount of shopping.
You did a decent tour.
I wouldn't say full shopping, but for many, that's probably full shopping.
Right. You did enough that you can make a meal
then
with what you bought there.
Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
How many of these would you have to physically handle in order to make your decision?
You know, I think when you get the bag salad, you buy the bag salad because you don't want to have to physically handle everything. You think everything is supposed to be picked for you.
And you're not comparing the same varietals of the bag salad, right?
No, I mean, it's like I would say, considering that I just know what I want, I'm going to pick it up, I'm going to look at the expiration date to see if it's not today.
Yeah.
And that's about it. You know, like if it doesn't...
Exactly.
Or shake the bag up a little bit, and if there's no brown scum sliding down, then I'm kind of okay with
it. No, these are reliable bagged salads.
Okay, it's just, you know...
So, this should have taken 30 seconds. Answer, because she had to pick up all of them. The different kinds to see.
Uh-huh.
Third question.
Right.
After standing there for 5 minutes, picking up all the varieties, how many varieties do you think you would purchase?
Well, if I pick...
The correct answer is zero.
Okay, so she picked up...
Didn't buy any fucking salad after all this production.
So, I guess it would be she went through the bags and just decided to make her own salad through gathering the produce necessary.
I don't think... She didn't look like a salad maker. She looked more like she probably decided, let's see if they have Despicable Me on DVD for $25.99.
Okay.
That seems like a good purchase for me.
So she's the kind of person who maybe she saw these salad bags and was just mystified by them. Like, what is this?
A little blown away.
Like, what the, you know, it's the, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Wait, there's another one. What the hell is going on? There's this green and there's this red. Wait, what is this bag behind? Does it have the same thing? Or is there like Cheetos in there? Because I like Cheetos.
Right.
Oh,
that's what she was looking. Okay. Maybe that's why she was like, none of these look like the Cheetos of my youth.
Right, so she was just very confused by the whole thing.
That's a distinct possibility. So I moved to the other side of the store. Now I need eggs. I need one egg. I'm going to buy between 6 and 12 eggs. Whatever is convenient.
It would be nice if like there was a way you could get 4 eggs.
Yeah.
It is what I love about the farmer's market, or when I used to live in Morocco, because you could just buy one egg.
Sure.
You're like, I just need an egg, one.
Well, that's what most people could afford.
Yeah, that's true.
What would you do with one egg? I would just crack it in my mouth and just eat it and be like, well, this is my life.
I guess that's probably what people do. But, you know, I could imagine if you were baking something, maybe you just need an egg, like if you're baking a small
amount.
That's
how I was making delicious cornbread for Thanksgiving.
You need one egg, you know.
One egg. But I'll buy, you know what? I'm not picky because if I buy 6, I'll eat them. If I buy 12, I'll eat them.
Right.
Right? And eggs are good for like 400 years.
I would disagree with that, but sure.
Somewhere between four weeks and 400 years.
Somewhere in there.
They're better a lot longer than milk, which is weird because they come in almost the same container, just differently shaped.
Well, eggs have their own little individual containers.
And that's why they stay good because they don't co-mingle.
Right.
They're not in there fucking.
Exactly.
Riling each other.
Well, when you open your milk, you're opening the whole milk, but when you open one egg, you're just opening the one egg you're about to eat.
That's true. I guess if the shell is the container, it's like I just opened that egg today.
Right.
Ooh, I've got a pack of eggs that I opened already. Got to get home and cook those. So, go to the eggs.
Right.
There's this, like, you know, probably 20-year-old asshole in his sweats.
All right.
And his girlfriend's picking out yogurt across the way, and he's standing in front of the eggs.
Uh-huh.
Again.
Mystified.
Guys, when you look at something, you don't park your fucking cart and block an entire section of shit. I want to get in there and get my fucking eggs.
Right.
Your cart's just sitting there. I just had to stand there and wait for this asshole. And he's looking inside. He doesn't know what the fuck he's looking for. You know what you look for when you open the carton?
Yeah, you see if they're cracked or not.
If there's a broken one, you don't get it.
Right.
Other than that, that's it. It's not like, ooh, this one's got a little... They're all the same.
Right.
A chicken, shit these out. You're eating its embryos. That's all there is to it. Is it broken?
Yeah, you're looking for, is it broken and is it like black?
Exactly.
You're looking for something insane. Like anything that you can't see within 5 seconds is probably, you'll never detect anyway.
Cruising eggs is like cruising the women for men on Craigslist. I just look for the ones that are extremely broken, blackened, destroyed.
Destroyed. But the difference is on Craigslist, you go for those rather than avoid them.
Yes, because that's my best chance. Best and only chance.
That's right. You go for the wounded gazelles because they can't run away.
Oh, I go for the ones that had no legs and Down syndrome.
Mm.
Do animals get Down syndrome?
Well, Down syndrome is supposedly caused by extra chromosomes, so I would guess so. But I think if you were a Down syndrome gazelle, you just wouldn't last very long.
You get a dog with Down syndrome.
God, I bet.
Special dog.
Oh, God.
How would you even know?
That's the thing. I don't think you would. I mean, maybe if it had a crazy smash face or like a giant forehead, but
yeah.
Dogs already kind of have a giant forehead. So
maybe some cats. I think some cats have that kind of weird Chinese look.
Maybe.
Anyway, before we get further into this territory.
Right.
So I'm waiting for this motherfucker, and he's just looking at carton after carton, and I know they're not all broken. Because there's not that many broken ones. You can always tell because if you look at the one in the front and it's broken, it's like not properly faced and arranged. It's a little off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting. I'm just standing there waiting, you know, because this is the last thing I need. I don't have other produce to go buy on like that bag of salad bitch who can't make a fucking decision to save her life and probably her arteries. She's like, oh, I'll just buy tacos.
Frozen pizza is easier. It's just all there.
Yeah, frozen taco. Is that a thing?
I think it is. They have frozen taquitos, so why not a frozen taco?
I'll buy 400 taquitos instead of a salad.
Yeah, I think the frozen pizza would be even more overwhelming because you have to make topping choices and brand choices.
We all know which brands are.
Oh, she's getting the store brand.
Pretty much frozen pizza, I think you get what you pay for.
I would agree.
There's not really a frozen pizza that I'm like, this one's twice as much, but this other one's better.
You know, when it comes to the frozen pizza, though, I have to say, like, I always sit there and I say, is this cheaper than getting regular pizza? And
that's the big question.
Then I don't get it. You know, then I'm like, I'm just going to get a regular pizza.
Well, here's what I have to judge by.
Okay.
I have two that I like. Two brands that I'll endorse.
All right.
Tombstone.
Because that is cheaper than regular pizza.
It's like $3.75 to $5.
Yeah.
And then there's California Pizza Kitchen, which is like $7. $6 to $7, which is borderline.
Yeah, that's...
Here's the thing. I prefer the Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
However, it gives me a much worse stomach ache.
It does, especially because when you get it, you eat the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep looking for the mark on it that says, for individual sale. This is meant for one serving size, one. Or, you know, you go to a restaurant. I hate this when they always do this. They always pizza-mate.
Right.
And try and say, like, you know, when someone's like, well, how many is this pizza good for?
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh, well, listen, I'm a 15-year-old girl who weighs 8 pounds.
Right.
And I usually have plenty of leftovers.
Oh, boy.
No offense, waitresses, but... I'm either eating a lot more than all of you or much, much less.
I mean, I feel like that the whole restaurant thing is insane where there's the, you get a pizza that says, oh, this is for 2 to 3 people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, this is for me on a Friday night. But on the other hand, I go through something like the Burger King drive-thru and it's like, would you like a large? And I'm like, no, I don't need an oil drum full of sodas. Like, who the hell is drinking that?
Well, not only that, but... They should go by a different thing of, well, here's how much I eat, because I should be like, okay, so this is good for you, and then you have leftovers, but then I should say, like, well,
How sad would you say you are in general?
I see.
Medium sad? I mean, will you be eating this again at 11:30 watching The Shield drunk, would you say?
Maybe that's what they should ask you, is what you're going to be watching later.
Yeah.
Okay, and I could give you the examples, all right? So let's say you're watching Storage Wars. Then you get like the five-person pizza.
A lot of pizza. Yeah.
But if you're watching something like, say, Love Actually, that means you have a girl coming over.
Yeah, you get the regular pizza.
You get the regular pizza because you're probably, even though she's not going to eat any of it, but you won't
be
miserable.
You'll be too busy fucking around with a candle or something.
Right,
I don't know what people do on these dates, but.
Well, I spend way too much money, I can tell you that right now.
Or they spend any money.
Oh, God.
So this motherfucker's blocking the eggs.
Right.
And I'm waiting. Well, then an old lady comes, and now she's waiting.
Okay, you so know, there's a queue forming up behind this
there
guy.
There are officially two people waiting. And by the way, there are probably 10 people in the fucking store. Three of them are involved in the egg area.
Right.
So then, you know, we're waiting, and, you know, the old lady kind of looks at me, and I look at her like, you know, yeah, this fucking guy, huh? And she kind of looks at me like, I know.
Yeah, you kids these days.
Yeah, I'm old, I know.
She's got less time, so this is like the valuable seconds of her life ticking away.
Well, yeah, and for all I know, she's going to collapse. I mean, if she's still eating fucking eggs.
Oh, man.
God knows what kind of health she might be in. So then, finally, this fucking shithead, worst piece of shit ever.
Right.
I would like to officially put on record that I'm planning to murder him if I can figure out who he is.
Okay.
Come get me.
That's what those little club cards are for. You know, yeah, you should so be able to track this guy down. He has the best carton of eggs ever because it took him long enough to pick him out.
I'm sure he doesn't.
All right.
And so then, and he also, by the way, he's so concerned about his eggs.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, on the bottom, you know, shelf of his cart, that part that's not even part of the cart, the annex below.
Right.
He's got like a 10-pack of Monster Energy drink.
Oh, boy.
Which, first of all, I didn't even know you could buy that in multiples. And secondly, if you are, you're a horrible person.
I guess I don't know who needs. When I see the 4 packs of Red Bull, I think, who buys that? You know,
I always think, I'm like, truckers?
I would guess truckers. Like, that's the only answer that seems to make any sense. But a 6-pack of Monster Energy drink seems like not right.
Just learn to drink coffee.
Yeah.
Drink coffee. Or take drugs.
There's a drive-through chain, which will remain anonymous in the new place where I live, that now serves Monster Energy drinks with its meals.
Oh, what is it? Just tell us.
I think it is the Burger King in the area.
They serve Monster Energy drink?
Yeah.
Like as a fountain drink?
Yeah.
The world is going insane.
Where I thought, like, if you need an energy drink to get through your day, get through your Burger King.
Your Burger King, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get through a Whopper without this bad boy.
Oh, God. Got to get through. Got to maintain.
I'm just saying, all right, cup of coffee, that's a classic drink. You can drink that anytime.
Right.
Monster Energy drink, I mean, unless you ride a BMX bike, or a dirt bike?
I guess, yeah.
One of those electric bikes that goes on dirt?
Yeah.
Whatever those are.
You're some kind of extreme athlete, but you still have a machine to do all the work for you.
Yeah. You know? And whatever outfit you're wearing looks like a cross between a NASCAR outfit and camouflage.
Right.
It's like branding camouflage.
You make sure that you're wearing baggy jeans while you're doing your sport.
Exactly. Yeah. You have a chain wallet.
Right.
Then it's okay. But other than that, just don't do it. So this motherfucker finally turns around, sees me, sees the old lady, kind of gives the old lady the, like, you know, oh my God, you know, sorry. Moves his cart out of the way. Now, me and the old lady.
Right.
You know, neck and neck.
Uh-huh.
Not moving. And, you know, I give her the, like, hey, you're an old piece of shit.
Right.
Probably haven't been fucked in a long time. You go ahead.
You just go.
That's
get,
what I said to
eggs,
her
right.
in so many words.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, and you'll never believe this, pushes her cart
in front of
the fucking eggs. Does exactly what the guy before her did that caused her and me to have to wait.
Right.
We shared a moment where I was like, look at this guy. And she's like, no shit. And she does the same thing.
Where it's like if she had not had her cart there, you could both be getting your eggs at the same time.
I don't mean to brag.
Right.
Pretty fast at getting eggs. Pretty easy, pretty low impact.
Well, it's that she picks up the carton, she looks at it. If she takes it, it's not yours.
Yeah.
If she doesn't take it, you didn't want it anyway.
And I don't have my eyes on, you know, that's the one.
Right.
I'll take the first one that's not broken.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and you have to look in. I mean, I know this fucking asshole in front of me is only looking in the eggs because that's the only thing he knows about grocery shopping.
Right.
Because he had a kid when he was like 20, and now he doesn't know anything about life, and he's just trying to pick it up as he goes along from movies. And he's like, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to look in the eggs, but I don't know why. But I'm going to do that. And then when we get to the fruit, I'll just be like, I think plantains are bananas. Let's get those.
Where, yeah, I'll give a devil's advocate position, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said there was a girl he was with and she was buying yogurt or something.
Yeah.
See, my theory is that you're right in that he has no idea how to do grocery shopping. So once he's come home with like five broken eggs in a carton, she yelled at him.
Yeah.
Right? And so now he's trying to do a thorough job. He doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing, but he's just like
extra cautious.
He's being overly cautious to, you know, be passive aggressive in an argument.
Yeah.
And the thing is, his being a passive aggressive douche meant that no one else can get eggs.
Well, that's
I like my narrative.
I think that's a good theory.
Yeah.
My theory is
he's a dum-dum.
She brought yogurt with that, you know, pink lid for breast cancer, so I hope she dies of breast cancer.
Okay.
That's my theory.
Well, if she dies of breast cancer, she'll escape this guy. So,
well,
maybe you want to wish her a long and healthy life.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah.
Who should be punished here?
I don't know.
So, you know, I wait for this old bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's looking in the eggs, looking at the different kinds. You know, and the guy was looking at all different sizes. He clearly was like, shit, there's different sizes of eggs, which again, there's like medium, large, extra large. And they're really pretty much the same.
He was like that closing scene of The Hurt Locker where the guy's overwhelmed by the cereal aisle. But
yeah.
This is eggs.
Yeah, he was like that, except instead of being in Iraq defusing bombs, he was probably at home.
Watching UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about, he calls himself The Hurt Locker. What he calls The Hurt Locker is when he farts in the shower when he's in there with his girlfriend. And he's like, welcome to The Hurt Locker, baby. Ha 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 ha.
Right, and she goes, oh, God,
yeah.
It smells.
And then they're in the Hurt Locker. Hang on.
All right, so we got a sound effect
for this.
There's got to be a fart sound effect on every board. Like, you can't have a music soundboard, even for 99 cents, without a fart sound. You got the toilet sound.
Is that a fart?
I think so. Try it again.
It's very electronic, but I think that's the fart.
Robot fart. It's like, it's Daft Punk farting in your house. Your house. I've had some farts sound like that.
All right, anyway. So then this old lady gets up there.
Oh, boy. Did she fart, too?
She's only looking at one kind of eggs.
Okay.
And she's, you know, I'm like, all right, this won't take too long. She takes quite a while.
Right.
Looks in about three or four different cartons.
Uh-huh.
Moves on. Does not purchase eggs.
Okay.
No purchase.
Just walks.
Now, I thought to myself, maybe these are all broken. It
right.
was shortly before holiday. Maybe in the frenzy, these all got broked.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to check. I had to check these old ladies' eggs. They were fucking fine. There was nothing wrong with them.
Right.
So she went in there, waited in line, looked at me like, look at this motherfucker, then went, blocked the area again, looked at some eggs. Moved on. Who looks at eggs and moves on?
You know, I really don't know. Like, especially when it's the, I'm going to come back. Is she going to come back and buy these later? It's not like this is the fucking farmer's market where these could be, well, I don't really like these eggs. They're from Farmer Joe, and Farmer Joe tried to fuck my sister.
No, these are just all made of chemicals.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
It's not as if she's looking at the cage-free organic eggs where, you know, might open up one and it's a square for some reason.
Oh, no. These are extra caged. I only buy extra torture eggs.
The cage is like 80% of the size of the chicken. So.
And it has spikes and the walls slowly close in and that's how the chicken dies.
Okay.
Those are the only kinds of products I buy.
Slowly crushed to death by a pile of rocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I hate this time of year because it's fucking amateur hour at the store.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I really wanted to say about that.
Well, amateur hour at the store is pretty rough. And it's like, the thing is, it confirms your theory of why you need to shop after 9 p.m. because that old lady at least wouldn't have been there.
Yeah,
douchebag with lots of Monster Energy drinks. Yeah, he's still there. Yeah. But he would only have bought the Monster Energy drinks. You're not buying eggs and your girlfriend's not buying yogurt.
No.
Most people who are there at 9 p.m. are picking up something for an emergency.
Yeah.
Or I live in Arizona now, so people are picking up booze.
Yeah, or meth-making
materials. Right, meth-making materials. But that is the great part about living in Arizona is that they have liquor in the grocery store.
Yeah. When I went there, I was shocked.
Right. And it's not like they
have... nice liquor. It's like a whole liquor store.
And it's not just like they have 3-2 beer or something. They just have...
No,
like,
it's real.
They have... Right now, they have a huge holiday display up front.
Yeah.
All booze.
I saw when just I was there, it was like a wooden rack of wines.
Yeah.
In the grocery store.
Yep.
Wonderful. Now, I've heard a rumor that I'd like to confirm or deny.
All right.
Which is that in Arizona, they have liquor delivery.
No, I haven't seen that yet. But they might have it in some larger cities. But if you want to hear something crazy, when I lived in Egypt, and I lived in Cairo for a little while, they did have liquor delivery.
Ah.
Like, you would get the liquor delivery guy, you'd see him going around, and, you know, normally, like, with plastic bags, they'll have, you know, just like in America, they'll have, like, Walmart on the side or Target on the side. This will have just... nothing on the side. It's just black. It's a jet black bag.
It's like what you get porno in.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the porno bag, and he's just driving around. He's got the little moped with the liquor store and the number on it.
Yeah.
But it's the most amazing thing where you're sitting and thinking, like, I'm in a Muslim country, and I'm having beer brought to my house.
I know. Somehow they have it figured out there.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I think that porno bag.
Yeah.
I don't... That doesn't really have any function, does it? Because all that does is make me think you're getting something worse than what I can imagine.
Yeah,
you're getting booze. I think you're getting heroin.
It's the kind of thing where if it's peeking over the top, you think, like, if you had a normal bag, it's like, oh, you're getting a penthouse. Good for you.
Yeah.
Or you're even getting a Hustler. Hey, you like it a little rough. But when you see the black bag, you
hey,
think,
you like it a little rough.
Well, the first porno magazine I ever saw was not a Playboy. It was a Hustler. So that's a, like, you
Ropes
get a...
of course.
Yeah, well, it's the...
Hey, let me do an intro and editor's note. I'm a guy in a fucking wheelchair.
Well, I mean, the first thing I remember seeing is, like, I never learned the terms. I don't think I heard the term make love before I heard fuck my cunt.
Yeah. Okay.
And when I got this magazine, I was like, what the hell is a cunt? You know, what is this thing?
Oh, I gotta say, a Hustler.
Uh-huh.
Because you see a Hustler, and the cover of a Hustler and a Playboy is usually not too different.
It's worth stating, though, that this Hustler had a special pictorial of two women dressed as nuns going at it.
Yeah.
So it's like, that was your introduction to...
Well, no, here's the thing.
Naked women.
When you start on the covers, they look fairly the same.
Right.
Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler kind of look, cover-wise, the same. Similar fonts, similar level of nudity.
Right.
That kind of thing. But then you open it, and here's the difference.
Okay.
First thing, basically, after the ads is like a little editor's-in-chief's note. Like, every magazine does this, you know. Esquire, some shithead in a suit with nerd glasses, Tina Fey glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Time, I'm sure, is some fuckhead. These porno mags do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you open a Playboy, and it's like this older-looking gentleman in a smoking jacket.
Right.
Holding, like, a martini.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you about, you know, what a delightful young lady we've got for this month's Playmate and yada yada.
He's also probably talking about the interview they have or the short story they have.
Yes,
or, you
he's
know,
like,
how...
oh, we've got a new T.C. Boyle, you know, piece from his new novel.
This young lady is like a side piece, just like anything else in the magazine, not the highlight, just...
No.
Yeah.
And then, Hustler, you open, you have a... paralyzed man in an American flag tie.
Yeah.
Who looks like his entire head was made of acne.
Uh-huh.
Basically telling you how deep someone's vagina is.
Right.
I mean...
the depth.
Immediately, you know this is going to be a different experience. Playboy, I think there could be such as... I have legitimately purchased a Playboy...
Right.
...for a story that was in it.
Well, like, there's times when I first saw Playboy when I was a kid after having seen The Hustler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you open it for the first time and you don't realize how much text there is inside of it.
Yeah. Oh, it's almost all text.
And it's almost entirely, you're right. It's entirely, like, there's stories, there's articles, there's not even, like, oh, buy this thing or do this, you know, do this vacation. It's solid text.
Here's what I would say. Yeah, it looks like the New Yorker.
Yeah.
With tits.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing I would say. I don't think anyone is paying the price of Playboy in order to spank to it in the day of internet. However,
no, right.
So, like, I bought this Playboy, right? Because I had a short story I genuinely wanted to read. It was from, you know, years ago, and it was Chuck Palahniuk's new book was coming out, and one of the short stories was in there.
Right.
So I had to go and buy this Playboy, which was embarrassing. Because, and here's the thing, I'm not embarrassed to buy a Playboy at a porno store.
Right.
Right? Because if you bought a Playboy at a porno store,
they think you're weak sauce. This
they'd
is
be like, all right, first time.
This is like if you go to a liquor store and you buy no duels.
Exactly.
You know, it's not even close.
Exactly. Or I bought one can of Coors Light. They'd be like, okay, have a great night.
They're looking up a bet, like in the book to see if they can price this.
Yeah, the guy behind the thing has a beer bong filled with Robitussin. And he's like, enjoy, whatever.
Right.
So, you know, and I tried to get my girlfriend at the time to buy it, but she refused. Now, here's what I am saying.
Uh-huh.
No one's buying that to spank to it, but if you buy it, you'll probably end up spanking to it.
You know, when I was in college, I subscribed to Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
When I was because it's the kind of thing where you're in the dorm.
Sure.
And you're away from home, and internet porn was still around.
But it wasn't like today.
It
wasn't
quite.
You had to work harder. You couldn't just go to YouPorn and see any kind of porn you'd ever want.
Right. It was much more picture-based, less video-based.
Yeah.
But the thing was, this Playboy subscription was like $10.
Well, see, that's the thing.
So
it's still
cheap.
I think it's like $8.
Right.
I mean, it's great. Library Journal, you could subscribe to Playboy for 70 years for the price of Library Journal.
Well, that's the thing that I always found amazing about that magazine in particular, because buying one issue, which I did buy one issue on my 18th birthday, because it's like, well, I'm going to...
It's really the only thing you can do, that, cigarettes, and a lottery ticket.
That's what I bought. I bought all three of those things. I'm like, well, this is what I can do differently.
Yeah.
But I bought all those things, and buying the one issue was more expensive than buying a subscription. So if someone said, hey, Pete, you want this one short story by Chuck Palahniuk, right?
Yeah.
Well, you could get that and 11 other issues of Playboy.
Right.
You'd go for it.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah,
had
exactly.
I known.
Right.
I always had this fantasy when I was a kid. I had this genius plan.
Uh-huh.
Because when we were kids, it was hard to get porno. Before the internet, it was magazines.
Right.
And if you were under 18, it was like shit.
You would always get magazines from a different era. Like, we've talked about this.
A dad's magazine or an older... Well, here's the problem, as I see it. You're not supposed to look at porno till you're 18.
Right.
But you start getting horny when you're like 14.
14
average.
Or 15, yeah.
So you've got 4 years in there where they're just like, well, we do not acknowledge the fact that you're already beating off, possibly with more fervor and verve than you will any other time in your life.
Right.
So you have
all this energy and just nowhere to put
it. Yes. Yeah, a lot of beating off to have happen, but we're not going to offer you any substances. I would trade those 4 years and just be like, don't let me look at porno for the last 4 years, you know? So here's the thing. I came up with this plan. I was like, you know what we should fucking do?
Mm-hmm.
We find a house that's like for sale that no one's bought yet. We subscribe to Playboy and have it delivered to that house.
And you're going to
We simply pick it up from the mailbox once a month. Boom. We've got a Playboy subscription.
So basically, you had to find an abandoned house and use that mailbox to get your Playboys.
Exactly.
And you had no... How would you plan to pay for the subscription?
Well, the subscription wasn't that much, because I figured me and, like, two friends could go
together.
Oh, no,
I don't mean in terms of the money for it, but, like, you know, you usually have to have a check or a credit card or...
No, see, I could just get a money order.
Oh, okay. You're going to go that way. This is the super skid route.
Yeah, exactly. But that's, I mean, what options do I have? You had to get creative.
You know, I actually went to Super Skid Route once.
Oh, okay.
Went to buy some lighters with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because when you're, you know, 13 or 14, the things you think are cool are like Zippo lighters. And
yes, you want, here's
Playboys,
what you want when you're 14 or 15. Zippos.
Uh-huh.
Playboys.
Right.
Banaka.
Yes.
Leather fingerless gloves.
Uh-huh.
Knives.
Yes.
Pellet guns.
The thing is, like, most of the, like, a handful of those things might be useful in getting laid in small, small doses.
Yeah.
You know, but most of them are totally worthless in any situation. But the thing that's amazing is that in order to get, like, you cannot buy all of those things directly.
Mm-mm.
But back in the day, like, we think, oh, people could get stuff off the internet now. But
yeah.
Back in the day, you used to just be able to get things through a catalog.
Yes.
And what you had to do, the only trick was not, we thought, oh, getting the money order is hard, but you just show up with money.
Yeah.
And you get a money order. The only trick is you had to have it delivered somewhere. Which,
right. Where are we going to send this where no one's going to open it or
right.
question? Because if like a 13, 14-year-old boy just gets a package,
uh-huh.
mom and dad are like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
They're not going to just let you have that.
That's the advantage of, you know, that's sort of that kids today thing, because people get packages from Amazon or eBay. Like eBay especially, because it could have, I've gotten stuff from eBay and it just has crazy marker and tape everywhere. And
well, that's why, like, they should just do this with right. like Penthouse or Hustler.
Uh-huh.
You can pay this price or you can pay a dollar more. And we deliver it with the cover for Popular Science.
You know, when I got the Playboy subscription, this was it goes back to your point of the black plastic bag.
Yeah.
Is it had a like a sleeve in it.
Yeah.
And it would say Playboy at the top, but the magazine itself was covered.
Yeah, so you could tell what it was.
Right.
You just didn't see the
content.
Scantily clad women on the cover.
Yeah.
Which is the worst. Who does that help?
I think it's just dumb.
So anyway, sorry, you were going down Skid Land.
I was going down Skid Row.
Yeah, you were trying to order a package.
Oh, we were trying to order this package, and it was like there's not a whole lot of the story to it because we found the catalog. It was one of those old music magazines.
Okay.
Where like the Zippos are not really good Zippos, but they'll have like the Anarchy symbol
or Green Day
or something like that.
Yeah.
And so we got the money order from the grocery store.
Okay.
We pooled all the money together. We found our friend who had the least responsible parents.
Yeah.
This was his parents were basically like where I got the first Hustler from, the first porno I saw at that house. It was like, that was a place where the dad was barely ever home.
Right.
But when he was home, you probably remember this because he smoked a shit ton.
Oh, yes.
Where, like, I would come home from the house and all my clothes would reek, even if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He smoked in the shower. Like, he would have the cigarette in the shower.
That is a dedicated smoker.
Like,
when you're, like, thinking of picking up an ashtray for the shower.
Right. What he would do is he would, like, put his hand sort of over the shower rod, which was an effort for him because he was a short guy.
Yeah.
He'd have his hand sort of over the shower rod, like over the shower rod. So it was outside the curtain. And you could tell because sometimes near the top of the curtain, because again, he was a short guy, he was trying to reach up and like hook his hand over because he couldn't just sort of flop it over.
Yeah.
You could see there were cigarette burns near the top.
Which, by the way, it's like, well, good thing you're not washing your smelliest hand.
Yeah. You're just hanging out with your cigarette butt.
Who the fuck is like, oh man, I need to take a shower, but I don't think I can make it without a fix. Can't you smoke immediately before and after?
I mean, the image I had of him, like that was described by my friend, was he would sit on the toilet with a cigarette in his mouth.
Now that I get.
Just like pooping, smoking,
I would do that.
Pooping, smoking. But just every, you know, all the time. So we sent it to his house because this guy obviously doesn't give a shit about anything. Right.
Well, yeah, he's clearly.
He has two kids and a non-smoker living with him, and he's filled the house to the point where you can't even walk in without getting your clothes saturated.
And there's smoking.
Right.
But then there's smoking to kill. Uh-huh. I mean, where you're just like, well, you know what? I'm just going to cram as many smokes into this life as I can.
It was as if he was like in a smoking contest, and his competitor was Kobayashi, the smoking machine. And he's just like, I'm going to smoke one after the other, after the other, after the other.
Maybe he was shooting to get, you know, if you got like 4 million Marlboro miles, you could get the cancer cure.
Oh, God. He had so much Marlboro shit and Camel shit in his house. Like, he had enough to get all of the skis. And, like, my friend had nothing. Like, he went to school and nothing but Marlboro gear.
Yeah,
like, with backpacks and, you know, like backpacks and blankets and everything.
Everything
just everywhere.
Was the, oh God, he slept with just a plush Marlboro pack.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a crazy amount of stuff. Like they had like Marlboro signs or like vintage Marlboro signs.
Marlboro crib.
Yeah, but But we finally got the, you know, we got these lighters. Uh-huh. And me being a good kid, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get this thing. I have to hide it.
Now, what was on yours? Do you remember?
I think it was the Nirvana smiley face thing, right?
Excellent choice.
Yeah. I don't remember what was on his, or I think it was our one friend of the show, Travis, was in on this deal.
Yeah.
But I remember we got it, right? We finally got the lighters, and we thought this was an exciting day.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. I wanted a Zippo so bad.
And it wasn't, the thing I didn't realize is it was an okay thing, but I remember I got mine, and it barely worked.
Yeah.
Like, it just barely...
Because it probably wasn't even, like, a Zippo, right? It was just a Zippo style.
A Zippo style. Well, what we found out was that the flint inside wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you had to get another flint.
Ah.
And so, like, those are the things that are hard to find.
Yes.
When you're a kid. Because
you go to the drugstore, and sometimes, you know, you'd be like, hey, can I get a some flints?
Yeah.
And depending, the guy would either think nothing of it.
Right.
And just be like, well... these are flints. What are they going to do with them? Mm-hmm. Or it would be some lady and she'd be like, you need to be, do you have your ID? You have to be 18 to buy flints.
Right.
A natural element. You know, meanwhile, I'm like, look, I have the fucking lighter already.
It's like, you know, I could buy these calcium pills. That's also an element. I just want a different thing.
The other problem is then, you know, when you get the Zippo,
right.
getting and then storing the lighter fluid.
The lighter fluid was another challenge because we thought, like, oh, you get the Zippo and it's just going to, you know, it's just going to light up. But it comes without the fluid inside.
Right.
Because that's a sensible way to ship something.
Right,
because
you can't ship an explosive item.
Right, and when you're 13 or so, you don't even think about that. It doesn't occur to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting the fluid was a pain because, you know, that's something that's definitely restrictive.
Yep.
Hard to find.
Yeah.
And
might
when
as well be, you would have an easier time getting weed than lighter fluid.
Yeah, you really would.
As a 15-year-old boy.
I could say as a 15-year-old boy, I got way more weed than I got lighter fluid.
Exactly.
You know, like, the thing was around, you know, later on in life, I smoked a lot of weed with that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it so easily, but getting this lighter to operate was so difficult. It's harder to get the thing to light the weed with than it is to get the weed itself.
I'm going
to
go buy another. I have a Zippo lighter.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go buy another one.
Just
for my...
up.
Edification of my 15-year-old self.
Just to say, like...
It gets better.
Yeah.
Like the campaign says. It gets better.
It gets better. But that's pretty much the whole thing. The whole story there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what we'll do here is take sort of a mini break.
I think so. There's something great coming in the mini break, isn't there?
Yeah, we have a little piece of audio that you put together for my birthday.
I did.
Which I really appreciated.
It's pretty long, so get ready, folks.
Now, I need to preface this.
All right.
Here's basically, it's kind of a running theme on the show where I've said, if you took all the audio where we just talked about racial shit,
right,
and cut it together into one thing,
uh-huh,
it would sound like a Hitler Youth banner message.
You know, I really looked, you'd said that before in the show, and I really looked for that sound clip to play that, but I didn't find it.
No, that's okay.
So...
what I'm saying is, what you're about to hear is that.
Yeah.
It's basically all the racial shit just cut into one long, you know, glorious...
marathon session.
Yeah. So just remember, it's all out of context.
Mostly.
Mostly. So we'll take about a couple minutes of a break while this plays and be right back.
All right.
Well, I guess this will be the white power portion of the cast here.
Listen, dude, this is entertainment television, all right? Not black entertainment television.
Lee. Yeah, what's her face? Robin would be blurred out across the studio.
Well, she was black.
If
turns
your name
out I was being
has
topical.
An S-S-E-I-N in it, you are bad.
What about
I'm pretty sure.
Barack Hussein Obama?
Exactly.
Oh, this got political. All
he
of
ended,
a sudden. Or
he
racial.
Ended the streak of white lightning in the White House.
Oh. Ooh, monsieur!
Oh, retarded people can't hang out at the water cooler.
Did you know that it is not okay to say retarded anymore? Haven't you seen the
What's
PSA?
The new word?
Handicapped.
Okay. That's the same thing. And then much longer.
But the people from Glee told me on the TV
that
I can't that
show.
Say, that I can't say
There's a lot of words
longer.
I can't say anymore either that I'd like to say about the people on that show. No, all the bad game ones. Those are the ones I was thinking of specifically.
First helpful snowman hint of the day, fuck Steve Harvey.
So that's what I heard. Would be inappropriate.
Yeah, wrong.
Okay. But
Gook.
As a man, yeah. To describe a man.
But a woman gook face?
No.
Now I'm confused.
That's just a whore. But there was, you know, like a white college student looking waitress there. Uh-huh. Why don't they have her give the fucking menu a once over?
Can we use racial slurs on this show?
Yeah, well, gook, we can.
Okay.
Okay. I would say the Asian ones are fine.
So, oh, Nika!
Nika.
My gardener and friend. Olay, Nika. He's yeah. like, oh, my fajool! And you're gonna, then you don't know what it is and he dies.
10 little niggers. Well, the only word I could read was gyros, and that's only because I've seen that word.
That is the only dish you recognize.
Right. You can't hear shit. And they're all, oh, whoa, dang it, no food.
Yeah, if I were a British taxpayer, I would probably, you know, be throwing my tea at the television in disgust. I've had enough of this too! Poppycock, I say!
Oh, I've had enough of this! Then, do they use parentheses in other countries?
They're all gooks to me.
Listen, those kebabs have been featured in a great deal of Iranian porn, so...
Yeah, I bet they do use kebabs in their porn. Oh, this was clearly written by someone without English as a first language. Part of the contract would be, can we spell your name a little phonetically on your jersey?
It's the last letter on his name is a J, so you know he's not an all-American.
If you want to be Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf...
Or Muhammad Ali, or Mr. Cassius Clay.
Michael Olowokandi, or whatever that guy's name was.
Michael, I want a whole bunch of candy?
Yeah. If you want to just change your last name to Candyland, then you can just fucking do that. We'll do a ranking the races show later. I can see why they're enjoying their lives in the Middle East.
Exactly.
When they have to, they're like, well, I guess we can try and imitate your American luxuries by jamming a hole in the wall.
Real. But on the other hand, I don't see Dan as the kind of guy who plays craps.
That was a little
that threw me too. That seems not to be like the kind of thing he would do.
Because
you know?
He's white.
Take a hose through the window, stick it in the toilet,
uh-huh.
And then that kind of flushes everything out.
Ah, Africa style.
Yeah. But the guy who was outside turned on the hose just at the wrong time, so it was just barely getting in the toilet bowl,
uh-huh.
And the water hit all splashed right in my face.
Ah, Africa style.
So...
Oh, I'm okay, a little Hitler mustachey.
Here's the point I was trying to get to, but you're not racist enough to have gotten it.
I don't know if he's a fucking mulatto or a Jew, but he's got a goddamn fro.
No Spanish. Not like, tengo una pregunta, da, blah, blah.
I hate Oreos.
The cookies or half black, half white people?
Yeah, yeah.
We killed Robbie.
Yeah, not because he's black.
Because I didn't say lynched, I said killed.
What if you have Down syndrome?
How do you hide that with a hat?
No, how do you hide that?
In a ditch. We the Jamaican bobsled team. We
came
to America.
Is that okay. There is such a thing as two Mexican.
There was a black guy in the class, and I have never seen this in my life. So freestyle, front crawl, swimming.
Right. Doggy paddling.
Yeah, he would just start swimming and just be sinking. Well, I didn't want to bring in a black person.
Your black distinguished voice is just slower. Now's the time. Well, it's more like an American Indian.
I was just trying to sound like this has been planned.
Help me, Nelson Mandela. You're my only hope.
Uh-oh. If you think to yourself in Spanish, it's probably going to be too much. I mean, and what's funny is I really like Mexicans, just not too Mexican.
Snowmort. That's our Jewish co-host.
What's not to like?
Helpful Snowmort, he's also our accountant. Ming Chen, I love your laugh. You sound white. Peter, you do a better Asian laugh than me. Do it.
I'm trying to go through the first half without doing any race stuff.
Two.
I see a lot of full Mexican families. Not trying to be racist, but if it's
succeeding
racist,
despite.
Then so be it.
Fair enough.
I've seen it.
Mexican.
You are right. I will not give my money to a Mexican.
Well,
you are right, Ian. So you get there, you sit down, you have like a, you know, a meal of taquitos.
And 45?
Yeah,
right.
And 40, yeah, it's Pepsi, but it's in a 40 bottle.
Right, right.
Prince Ali, dee dee bee bee, girl ba da ba ba, and Mahmoud Dula roof, doo ba doo doo, and Egypt's really all fucked. We're gonna get real fucked.
Yeah. But isn't she some sort of crazy ethnicity?
She's black.
Like I said, some sort of crazy...
That was
chinkaloid
of you. But I would hate all of the Aladdins for being handsome and brown.
Sound
it's pretty prestigious
right.
If you get to play the Führer.
Yeah.
Führer?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because he's French now.
Oh.
What do you call three n****s in the back of a police car?
but he was the biggest fucker I've ever seen in my life. That was an Asian. So average.
Have you guys seen this?
No. I thought
what is that show? There's one of those shows where it's a forensic show, but they always use these terms like mongoloid and negroid.
Negroid?
And I think they're,
That, see, that's
the crazy shape of the skull.
Like, oh, I get what you're saying. And mongoloid is what your children will turn out to be.
Well, what comes next? But, they're like, this is a spictoid pattern. I mean, you can't just keep the same word.
This is the old...
this is the
cheek
old.
Yeah.
Did she get her phone number?
No. She's Asian. She doesn't have a phone. Dumb Spaniard nuns.
She was an Indian woman.
All right.
So and I don't mean like the feathers, and she was like, how, white man? Put a baby in me.
So your intermittent warehouse Asian lady came out at this moment.
Right. This is, I saw what she did. I marked my crotch with chalk and then started making adjustments. So,
Moldova.
So, whatever. I was crowned. I was crowned instead of, what's that guy? Mubarak Obama? Got jerked off on a ferry one time. You're right. I don't know any of these allegedly black games. Oh, you like Bon Jovi? You must be fucking Indian.
Just kidding. Black listeners and Asians. Oh,
not
Peter.
So much, yeah.
I apologize. Orientals.
Are you ready, kids?
Some nice music to come back to.
Slap your hands. Now spread those wings.
All right, welcome back.
Glad, hopefully some of you are still listening after that 7 minutes of horrible racism.
I didn't think it was horrible. I did. That's right. Nice. I did want to make one correction.
Okay.
Until I, well, so there was one quote that I felt was very out of context, which was me saying, I believe, I jerked off on a ferry.
that was the thing is that clip, it didn't say like, I jerked off on a ferry boat. You just said, I jerked off on a ferry once.
Here's what I love about that clip.
Right.
It makes it sound like I masturbated onto a man.
An effeminate man.
An effeminate man.
Right.
And also, I hate him so much that I'm just going to call him a fairy.
I jerked off on his fag one time.
Exactly. Yeah, some fag. Let me jerk off on him. Can you believe it? Here's the problem with that thing.
Particular
is now,
quotation.
Now I know the next one's going to be me being a jerked off on some fag.
Right. So, we've got new material. But it's worth clarifying that Peter meant a ferry boat.
Yeah, guys, I don't want you to think I'm a scum lord.
Right.
I beat off on public transportation, not on a gay man.
Not on a gay man.
Didn't do a consensual sex act, off in a bathroom stall alone.
But I think
shot through the toilet paper.
I think it's worth asking, since you've clarified the thing that was the most out of context.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad I'm glad you didn't go with the, was the Agatha Christie title as the most out of context.
Well, that's pretty bad, too.
that was one where you could listen to a past episode and find those out. But what do you think was the thing that was the least edited, the most pure as it was?
Tasha's hatred of Mexicans.
Possibly.
Saying, if you think in Spanish, you're too Mexican or something.
That, I would have to say there is one asterisk to that as I edited that.
Yeah.
That was actually one long piece, but I chopped it into three different pieces to put it in different spots.
It was still pretty great.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because I do have a racist question.
Okay.
I feel like now we're blown out, we're blew out, racism-wise.
Uh-huh.
So now's the time to address these racist issues.
Okay.
So there's a lake nearby, about a half hour from where we live.
Right.
Where people, swim. There's a section, but they also boat and jet ski and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know what people do on the water.
Well, I think we were talking about this during the break a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Is that I went to Lake Havasu once, so I have some experience with lakes.
Okay.
Because you kind of thought about this lake as like a beach for,
it's a shitty beach.
People. It's a shitty beach,
it's like
a
horrible version of the beach for people who can't go to the beach.
Right, right. Because it's got water and a little bit of boating, a little bit of that. But
One-inch waves.
Right.
Some idiot on a surfboard just sitting there.
Right. But I had gone to Lake Havasu, and I got to drive the boat because I was the only one who ever drove a boat before. like had a concept of how to do it.
I didn't know you'd driven a boat before.
See, I had like driven a boat once, and I'd also seen this episode of The Sopranos where they talked about driving the boat, which made me the most experienced person with
boats.
So
this was your boat curriculum vitae.
Yeah, well, it was the idea that...
I saw Sopranos where they drove a boat.
Yeah, well, like where Tony was teaching Anthony how to drive the boat.
Okay.
Where he said something, and this is the best part. It was on a driving the boat, and someone was like, how do you know how to drive a boat? It's like I said, well, it's just like driving a car, except you have to remember there are no brakes.
Yeah.
You know, right. So you just have to always...
Is that what
know.
Tony said?
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. But it actually turns out to be good advice, because it's sort of like you have to look ahead, because... You can't just stop it like a car. You have to sort of slow it down.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So you have to be very careful
and conservative.
Takes
a lot of time.
Well, it's like you just have to sort of go a little bit slower
plan
than you
ahead.
Would with a car.
Yeah.
Right. Because you can't stop it. You just have to like let it sort of coast to a stop.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So I was at
so you're driving.
I'm driving the boat. I'm at Lake Havasu spring break thing.
So you're driving a bunch of drunk people around.
Yes. Dead sober.
Yeah. People... Fucking taking a fun noodle and pretending it's a dick and running around the boat.
Right,
and
right. Running around the boat.
Trying to get people to flash.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which all happens in this place called Copper Canyon.
Okay.
It's where all these boats sort of tie themselves together.
Okay.
You know, and to make this sort of big floating drunken party island.
And people kind of hop from boat to boat. And
yeah,
be
they
like,
hop.
Oh, where are you from? Oh,
right.
Arizona. Cool.
Right. It's like, yeah, you sort of you go from place to place and
yeah.
do all that kind of
See
thing.
See who's got the nicest cans.
Yeah. And the weirdest part was, like, there were girls who would just show you their boobs, but they didn't seem to be, like, excited about it.
They're just like, all right, here's my boobs.
Exactly. Huh. That's the sort of strangest thing where when you're the rest of the year, it is impossible to see a girl's boobs. It is a fucking nightmare, disaster, debacle. You know, it's a ton of effort.
You know what, though? I'm not a big believer in one person's enthusiasm can make the relationship.
Right.
But in that case, I think I can make it work. She's like, all right, here's my boobs. I'd be like... Okay, this is working for me. Thank you.
Well, it was just like...
Thank you for the breasts.
It felt like it was just, you know, I was just checking something off the list, and they were helping you out in a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I need to see as many different types of boobs as possible. Like,
yeah.
Can I see your boobs? Okay, here you go.
It's sort of like, a scavenger hunt, and you go to the dad's garage, and you're like, I need a license plate. And he's like, I don't really have a use for this old saggy license plate, but
here you go.
I guess you can have it.
Right, right. Where it's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense, so it's like, this isn't, you know...
I can't think of a good excuse not to give it to you.
At first, you think it's fun. And then after, like, but after that third time where it's just, here's my boobs, you're like, this is boring. This is kind of... I mean, as much as you think it's strange to say it's boring to see naked boobs...
No, you're right. This has never appealed to me about, like, strip clubs or carnival or all that shit, because here's the thing. I like a progression...
Uh-huh.
So I like to go from seeing boobs to touching them. I don't like to go from seeing them to seeing a different one to seeing a different one, just endlessly seeing.
Right.
That's not as good as seeing some, then touching them, then, I don't know, doing whatever people do with boobs, putting them in their butt crack. I'm not sure. Mashing them in there.
Just stacking them up or something like cordwood in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Hiding a lipstick in there.
There
I'm
you
not
go.
Sure.
But it's the kind of thing, and you never have a situation where you start off with, hi, my name's Ian, your name's April, I see your boobs, okay, great, now we're going to have a nice conversation, and I'm eventually going to touch them.
Do you play chess?
Like, yeah.
How about backgammon?
Right, there's not really the odds of that going from, oh, I can see your boobs, now we can make out, doesn't happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably, yeah, if you just see a person's boobs before you even talk to them.
Yeah,
that's in an inverse equation, less likely that you're going to get laid.
Right, but there was one girl where my friend Adam,
okay,
like he was talking with these girls, and I just kind of wandered up on the boat, and he says, hey, show Ian your boobs.
Yeah.
And she just does it, so we've had no, I don't know this girl's name, no conversation.
Yeah.
But what's relevant to the story is that at one point, I hop off the boat island in Copper Canyon.
Into the water?
Into the water to swim to the shore.
Okay.
You know. Because I was like, I'm bored.
You're sober and bored, and when you're hanging out with a drunk island of boats.
Yeah, you're like, this isn't much fun.
Yeah.
So I went and I sort of hopped up there, and I'd brought my little rock climbing shoes, so I was like, I'm going to try to just climb up something.
Okay.
You know, for
kill
shits
the time.
And giggles. Yeah.
It's like when you're sober, waiting to take people home at a bar, and you're like, well, I guess I'll fold this napkin 100 times.
You'll fold the napkin, or it's like maybe you'll play the Joust machine.
Sure.
Which you would never do, like if you were.
Well, one would never do.
One would never
do. I would
do
immediately.
You would do immediately. trying to think of the game you would not play. Like maybe
one of those weird solitaire bar computer things.
Yeah,
rotating
there you go.
Things.
Like
yeah.
the Bejeweled at the bar, whatever that is. Yeah, you'd be. But I was like climbing up there, you know, and I it was like the kind of thing that I had done sober, and I was like, oh, this is kind of tricky,
yeah.
you know, like walking up. But then there's this guy who's right there after me
yeah.
with like a rum bottle in one hand. And I'm sitting there just watching him climb, like struggle his way up this
climbing,
mountain.
Climbing, so he's grip, ting.
Yeah.
Grip, ting.
And I'm thinking like,
bottle.
You know, because a part of me up there is like, okay, what's the safest way to get down?
Yeah.
And so I'm watching him. And the worst part was like, there's sort of a trail going that sort of to go to the sort of little plateau that I was standing on.
Uh-huh.
You could go straight up the wall, which I had done.
Or
right?
walk.
Or walk kind of around.
On a simple trail.
On a simple trail.
Okay.
And so he's going up the hard way, and I'm watching him going like, oh, Jesus Christ, he's going to fall.
He's going to fall, yeah.
He's going to fall, he's going to die.
Is someone you knew or just someone?
No, okay. It's just a random person.
Okay.
And he gets to the top, and he's super drunk.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, you know, great, good for you. And he starts to try to climb back down. I'm like, no, you got to go down this trail.
Yeah.
But he was just, he was drunk enough where he didn't resist it anymore. He's just like, all right.
Yeah. He just pointed at him, and he's like, oh. Okay.
Right. Well, the trail is sort of downhill. It slopes. It curves once.
Well,
you know.
It's like when someone gets loaded enough and they're
right.
getting kicked out of a bar.
Yeah.
And they basically getting kicked out of the bar is someone spinning them towards the door. They're completely disoriented and then saying, oh, no, all your friends went that way.
Right. I saw that the other night where it's basically someone is drunk enough where they can't come up with a good resistance.
They're not even trying. They're like, just like, yeah. point. I would like to be pointed in a direction, please.
Well, it's
like
just
me going down on a lady.
Exactly.
I'd like to just be told what to do.
Yeah,
and
just,
I'd probably do it no matter how bizarre it seems in the light of day.
I want you to get a bag of lettuce, but not this bag of lettuce. A
right.
specific bag of lettuce from the store.
And just start stuffing it up there.
Stuffing
I'd be like,
there.
Well, okay.
I'm going to go to the store.
You're the expert in this situation.
But I remember watching this Island of Boats,
uh-huh.
right? Because I think we were talking about girls making out earlier,
but
during the break. But,
oh, okay.
And I wanted to describe that part of what happens on the lake is that some boats will start to slow, because you can see this whole island of boats.
Yeah.
And it's all this thing, but it doesn't stay still like a regular
right.
landmass.
Right.
It sort of goes up and down, like you can see it sort of
right.
fluctuating.
Sure.
But you can see where girls are making out. Because there's sort of a big, massive rush of people. And even though you can't really see the people.
So someone will be on boat A, go, girls are making out on boat H. And everyone kind of.
They converge there.
Beehives over.
Beehives
there.
Over. But you don't really see. What you don't see is the people converging.
Yeah.
What you see is that the mass in one part starts to sink.
Oh.
Like enough people start.
The island sinks.
The island starts to sink in a little portion.
It's like if you were all on a bounce house.
Right.
And then a giant bounce house, and everyone goes running over, so then it starts to tip that way.
Well, it starts to... Imagine, like, if you're in sort of a marginally inflated bounce house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, if everyone rushes to one spot, it starts to deflate in that one spot.
Sure.
You sort of touch the ground.
Okay. So this is what's happening.
Yeah, and you can watch it, and it's just chaos.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just bedlam, where there's, like, there's two chicks making out over here, so then everyone rushes. And anyone who's rented those boats is trying to push everyone off.
Right.
Because they don't want their boat to sink.
Well, and they're like, who are these people? We've got
right.
our booze on here.
Well, it's not even that, because everyone's just sort of hopping from boat to boat. But it's more like, now our boat's in danger of sinking.
Okay.
And so, watching that, it's really bizarre. I do, as much as I enjoy breasts and chicks making out, there's a context for it. And one of those contexts probably shouldn't be in the middle of a lake. But this lake probably doesn't have any of those things.
Well, I think that lake is not... Lake Havasu is not exactly a pristine lake where it's like one guy hikes in 8 miles just to go fly fishing to clear his mind.
No, I mean...
This is the lake of girls gone wild.
Yeah, part of the lake is just, you know, it reflects the sun because
yeah.
it's just boat oil and beer and semen and bad decisions.
There's more regretful tattoos on that lake
than
during
anywhere.
Spring break than anywhere else in the world.
That's true.
But does this have something to do with Mexican people?
Well, I didn't see any Mexican people.
Okay.
You know, like that was the thing. That's really is strange. I saw almost no people of other races. So it's all white people.
Here's why I ask.
Right.
To get back. Are you done with your lake?
Yeah.
My lake.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I've seen. People, People just swim, whatever. There's a little roped off area.
Mm-hmm.
People put out there. It's just like being at the beach, except shitty.
Right.
You know.
But no big waves.
It's the Colorado version of we're at the beach. So here's what I see there, though. I will often see Mexican families go there, enjoy it the same way as white families.
Okay.
But then at some point during the day, they get in the water with soap and shampoo and bathe in the water.
I guess...
Is this something you've seen?
I have never... I guess I don't see why. You know, like, why you would take the opportunity to bathe.
I'm just asking if this is something any other listeners out there have seen. Have you experienced this? Have you seen... Here's another one. I used to go to this gym.
Uh-huh.
And every time I was in there, so you'd go in the locker room and they also had like a hot tub.
Right.
Right? Because for some reason the gym is like, here's what we should have. Treadmills.
Yes.
Weights.
Yes.
And a pool of heated water where the people who use none of the other stuff go into.
Genius.
So there'd always be the fattest Hispanic man I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Gigantic. And he would be in there.
Where he's like 4 feet 11 tall and around.
Yeah, and it's like the hot tub is like a, I don't know, a hexagon.
Uh-huh.
And he's like 2.5 sides. You can't really get, if you get in there, you're not getting in the hot tub, you're getting in there with him. Because there's no not getting in there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his arms up on the side, you know, dominating.
Mm-hmm.
He is so fat. He's so fat. Like, you know how you see these really big fat guys with darker skin and it looks like their cheeks are just bruises?
Yeah.
Like their skin, something's wrong?
Uh-huh.
One of these guys. Every time he'd get in there, I had two problems with it. Number one, he would wash himself in there. So he'd have soap and shampoo and treated this hot tub as a bath.
Like a very heated bubble bath.
Which is problematic because A...
It's against
the
rules.
Not clean.
Yeah.
And B, after he used it, it's even more not clean. But the other problem I had was he did not wear a bathing suit.
Oh, no.
He wore. Would have been bad.
Tidy whities.
Tidy whities.
Oh, God.
So when he got out, it looked like he was wearing a diaper with a load in it. You know what I mean? Because it's all wet and the water's dripping out of the cotton and it just looks like he shit himself.
Which I don't understand because your gym has showers. You know,
yeah. And if you're a huge fat guy,
right?
Do not wear tidy whities.
Yeah, I think that's something
the wrong decision.
Like tidy whities are much the thing that I like those booty shorts that girls wear should only be made in certain sizes.
Well, and just there's no reason to. I mean, you could just wear boxer briefs. You know who can wear tidy whities?
Who?
Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
I mean,
why Kevin Bacon?
There's that commercial where he's wearing the underwear.
Oh, right.
And he's like just abs and, you know, whatever.
So it's the kind of thing, again, like the booty shorts. You got to be a certain body type to wear them. Like,
I'm
to get
just
away
saying
with them.
There, it's not 1938. There are a lot of options.
Uh-huh.
Take those options or go commando. But
would you rather him go commando in the hot tub?
Yes.
All right.
Because his gut would have covered his crank anyway.
So
and frankly,
point,
I was more curious. His butt would have looked better bare.
Right.
You know how like sometimes you'll see a chick in a thong?
Yeah.
And her butt probably looks better in the thong than naked for no reason? That's kind of how this guy's butt was. It was like juicy and gross, and it would have been much less tantalizing if it was just naked.
Oh, boy. I know where you're coming from with the thongs. I've been with a fat woman who wore a thong. And, you know, peeling the thing, like when you have the thong on, when you see like, let's say you go on a date, right?
Yes.
All right. So you're going on the date.
I'm going on a date.
Things eventually wind up going well, right?
Okay. Well, this is getting harder for me to identify, but keep going.
Well, like the thing, you know, and you take off the you take off the jeans, right?
Okay.
What
take
do you
off
want?
Those jeans.
Right. What do you want to see?
I mean, I don't think I'm picky at that point. I just want to not see a huge brown
stain.
Streak, and that's about as far as I get.
Right. Well, you see the thong, you think like, all right.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I'm in. But because if you took them off and you saw like huge granny panties.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, she was not planning on taking her pants off.
Right. It's like, part of you thinks like, oh, I won. But.
Yeah, but no, I'd rather see something exciting. I'd rather see underwear that was planned to be seen.
The thong is nice, but the thong is like, when you're with a fat girl, you're not looking for the thong. Because usually like that area of the body is not the best part.
Yeah.
You're hoping for big boobs.
Yeah.
The most disappointing thing, though, is when you take off the bra and all of a sudden it's just...
Bleh. Mammaries.
Yeah.
As we like to say.
Right. There's nothing holding them up. Like, the bra was doing all the work.
These bras today.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Right.
I think we had a discussion 2 shows previous about fake breasts.
All right.
And what I had wanted to mention at the time, because here was the discussion,
uh-huh.
A racially charged discussion about having, would you rather have a girlfriend with monkey face or monkey breast?
Oh, I got a monkey face.
You'd rather she had a monkey face?
I don't know. I would go with the...
You just said monkey face.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what a monkey face might look like, because maybe I've just seen I beat off to Helen Bottom Carter too many times on Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing that I said. And then that got into a discussion of breasts, right?
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing I forgot to say. I think bras today can make 90% of breasts look pretty good.
Right.
I mean, they're like a complete scam. Bras are a scam.
And I agree.
It's only once you're naked that you really know what you're dealing with. You don't know.
There was a girl that I was seeing, right? I went on this date with, I went out with her.
Uh-huh.
And she came to the door, and I thought, oh, she's a bit heavier than I thought.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that's, you're thinking.
Did you meet her online? How did that?
I did.
Okay.
But the thing was, like, she did one of those, like, I think, heavier girl tricks.
Yes. Which pushed them all up and together?
Well, no. She wore a billowy shirt.
Ah.
Which I have always found is the trick that says, I'm heavy.
Yeah.
We're
on to that, ladies.
Right. Like,
I
figured that one out. So it's the kind of like, if you wore a normal size, like a normal shirt that didn't make you look fucking fat.
Yeah.
I might be like, oh, she's not fat at all. But when you wear the billowy shirt, you shouldn't do the, you're kind of making a mistake, but then even better than that is she wore super tight jeans.
Ah.
I'm like, okay, so you've got the billowy shirt.
So she wore billowy on the top and then tight on the bottom.
Right.
So kind of going against her own.
Trying to fight nature here.
Yeah.
And the thing that I thought was like, okay, we're driving along and I'm thinking like, this isn't good. Like this body type wise, this is all, like fashion wise, it's all wrong. But you get out and... the boobs sort of bounce as they're walking.
Ah.
You think like, all right, I kind of like that.
This is something.
This is something. It's a plus. Later on, you find out that the bra was holding everything together.
It's all the bra.
The bra was holding it all together. Right.
You don't know what's in there.
Right. There was nothing, there was nothing there. It's just like.
Next time I go on, or if I ever go on a date, like a blind internet date.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, I know this sounds weird.
Right.
But you know what I really like is a chick in a real blew out Walmart bra. Because then I'll know.
Yeah.
What's going on. I won't be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair because there's no male equivalent. I can't wear a shirt that has like 6-pack abs imprinted inside. You know what I mean? There's no male.
There's nothing you can do as a guy. Like there's nothing that will say. There's nothing you can.
I can't buy a thing of fake money and put it in my wallet and
you
be
can't,
like, uh-huh.
You can't just walk around with a wallet full of Monopoly money.
No.
And have her think like you're super rich.
Exactly.
I own a hotel on Baltic Avenue.
I can't like hack IMDb and put myself in there.
Right.
Be like, I was in all the Transformers movies.
I don't think there are many girls who would care if you were in the Transformers movies.
Well, I don't know what people are watching today.
I was a key grip on Sex and the City
too. Contagion?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
But it looks like you've got some. You got a book here, an advice book. Since we're talking about some.
Well, this is the Helpful Snowman Show,
right?
And so one of the things we do is give advice, but the other thing we do is
try to
evaluate the advice of others. I did want to real quick during the break. I went and got this.
Oh, the Zippo.
This is a Zippo lighter.
Uh huh.
So for all you 15-year-olds out there, it does get better. You can eventually buy a Zippo lighter with an extremely ugly pirate woman.
Yeah, that is an extremely ugly...
She looks like a witch who became a pirate.
Pirate woman. And it seems like it's an inefficient costume for fighting because it doesn't seem to cover her butt at all. Like, it's just a cloth sort of hanging over her butt.
She has really ripped thighs, but a witchy face.
Do you know, I'll bet if she stood up, she would look kind of like an Arkham cartoon. You know, where, like, big hips, big ass.
Maybe.
But...
Yeah, real disproportionate. Right. But anyway, you can, you know...
Super pear-shaped.
She kind of looks like she has a hand for a foot, too.
Or you could just get an Arkham book from the library. See what she looks like, yeah.
So I have this book called Why Men Marry Bitches.
Because bitches give it up.
A Woman's Guide to Winning Her Man's Heart.
Oh, okay.
And so what I thought we could do, she has these relationship principles in the back.
All right.
And I thought maybe we could talk about some of these relationship principles.
All right.
Your opinions on them, and perhaps you will have some of your own relationship principles.
Sounds good.
Relationship principle one. In romance, there's nothing more attractive to a man than a woman who has dignity and pride in who she is.
Oh, boy. Nothing more attractive than dignity and pride in who she is?
Yeah.
I'd agree with that if that involves paying for shit.
Okay.
You know, because if a girl pays for things, like, not even, I'm not even saying, like, oh, you gotta pay for first date, blah, blah. But it's like, if you pay for things from time to time, that sort of shows that you have enough dignity or pride. Or if you don't have the money to pay for things, you suggest cheap shit.
Okay.
So
that's dignity.
Yeah.
And pride. Okay. I see what you're saying. So you take that to a financial...
I mean, that just goes to a financial place because, like, she shows she has dignity and pride. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? You know, what does dignity mean? What does pride mean?
Okay. Here's one that I have reservations about.
All right.
Relationship principle two. He marries the woman who won't lay down like linoleum, which I guess means, you know, he won't just let a guy walk all over.
Oh, I thought he meant, like, sexually.
That's what I thought at first, too, but now I'm not so sure.
I mean, with sexually, I think there's something to that, but that's, like, more than date three, basically.
Well, here's
like,
what I think, because I think that whole don't have sex thing is kind of a scam.
Okay.
Would you disqualify someone from marriage because they had sex with you on the first date?
First date?
Yeah.
No.
First hour of the first date.
First hour of the first date?
Yeah. And then you have a great date. Everything's wonderful.
Right.
And you have a wonderful relationship. Would you be like, she did have sex with me fast?
I would say, I actually had that situation happen to me once.
Okay.
Where I had met a girl, and then 8 hours later, I was inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was the kind of thing.
Thanks for putting it delicately.
Yeah, subtle. But the thing was, I had thought at the time, like, that was really fast.
Yeah.
Like, that was.
Yeah.
But I would say that wasn't, you know, on the first date. That was before we'd had a date.
Okay, but regardless, is that a problem?
I wouldn't say, I'd say probably not, but maybe, but I would probably change that to say, not lay down like linoleum, but one date might be good.
Can I say this?
Okay.
Someone who I would refuse to bang on the first date.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't marry anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a matter
of...
I'm
not interested in.
I wouldn't say, like, I refuse to bang you on the first date, but it's the... If she says, like, hey, you know what? Just come over to my house. Let's just bang on the first date.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying. Boy. No one does that. That's a fantasy.
Yeah.
That's not a date either.
That's not really a date.
That's Craigslist casual encounters.
Right. So let's say I won't marry someone I've met on Craigslist casual encounters.
Fair enough.
All right.
That's your first relationship principle?
Well, that's the second one, because I'm kind of on board with the first one.
Okay.
So.
Number three. He doesn't marry a woman who is perfect. He marries a woman who is interesting.
Yeah. Well, isn't perfect pretty interesting? I mean, that seems to be part of my perfection.
I think, too, that's like a... I don't even know what that means. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would consider a woman perfect if I was like, you know what? I really like her. Boring!
Well, also, if she had enough back hair to make a shag carpet, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but that's
because
not
I was
better.
Paid to see that at the circus.
That's true. I guess a mermaid woman is interesting.
Yes, exactly.
But not necessarily marriage material.
Well, because you'd have to jerk off on her eggs as she left them and deposited them in the bottom of an aquarium.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The relationship.
Yeah, but it's probably not good interesting.
Okay, so three is crap.
Yeah.
Perfect is better than interesting.
Well, perfect is perfect. If you're perfect, you're interesting too. That's insane.
Good point. Relationship principle four. When a woman is trying too hard, a man will usually test to see how hard she's willing to work for it. He'll start throwing relationship frisbees just to see how hard she'll run and how high she'll jump.
In the butt.
So, man, yeah, but here's the thing. I do agree with that.
See, that's one of the, how many of these principles do you think you could finish by saying in the butt?
I don't think in the butt is about seeing if she'll do it or not. I think it's about doing in the butt.
I actually disagree with you completely.
Do you really?
I think that some of it, like some of the, will you do it in the butt is the, I want to see where you're going to go with this.
Some.
Right.
But not all.
Well, not all.
People who aren't in, I'm not into in the butt. So I'm not going to, I can tell you there's not enough relationship frisbee action in the world to make me be like, hey, will you let me put it in your butt? And I'm sitting behind her with a vibrator because I don't really want to put it in her butt, but I just want to make sure she would.
You just want, you're just trying to test.
So I'm just dildoing her butt while going like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Chicka-chunga.
you feel so good.
Whatever the sex noises are. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I've been in one relationship, though, where she suggested in the butt out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or just out of the fact that we'd run out of condoms. And so...
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Okay, go on.
You're kind of stunned and want to follow up on this one.
Well, so the condom was purely to not have a baby?
Right.
This is... Folks.
Okay.
Okay, let's just fuck this. This is Peter's relationship principle number four.
Birth control pills.
In the butt is more of a sex thing than in the mouth.
Yes.
In the vagina.
Agree.
In the hand.
Yes.
Or in front of your father. Here's the thing.
Yeah, all right.
People do this in the butt as like a, we don't have any condoms, or I want to stay pure for Jesus or whatever. In the butt is the bottom. In the You're butt right. is the furthest. In the butt is not less far just because you can't have a baby. It is more far.
Oh, yeah. I agree with in terms of like on the sex
so
scale.
It's not an alternative. That would be like, you know, me saying, as an alternative, so you can't call in sick to work today. Maybe I'll just murder you and then you won't have to go.
Mm.
It's going too far to make up for a lack of something else.
But see, like, I will agree with you, but say that I didn't suggest in the butt.
No, I know.
I was just saying.
I'm just saying the right. butt, in the butt is in the butt. Let's not use it as a segued from something else or as a lack of options.
Well, it was the, you
make
know.
Make it special. God
I mean,
damn
part
it.
Of it is like we had no condoms and in the butt doesn't make babies. But it was like the, we had no condoms. I was like, oh, darn, you know, I'm fine with this.
Get condoms or don't have sex. Don't
well, we,
say in the butt because...
We ran out. Like, sometimes it happens.
You I know, understand
like, yeah.
that. But what I'm saying is that seems, that's a setup.
I did not set this up.
I'm
but,
not
yeah.
accusing you.
All
I'm
right.
saying don't use that as... If you want to have it in the butt, just have it in the butt. Don't use a, like, well, I guess we'll just have to do it in the butt.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
That's a scam.
I would agree that I would agree with you there, but say that I was one of the people who got scammed on that
oh,
one.
Oh, you got scammed. You
yeah.
were raped. By
I was
a butt.
Right. I was raped by the butt.
Relationship principle five.
All right.
Don't believe what anyone tells you about yourself.
See, that seems awful.
That seems like really bad advice.
Don't believe what someone tells you about yourself.
No, don't believe what anyone tells you.
See, that seems like to make you a bad person, not even a good relationship. That's just like you are a bad human being. Because why are women marry bitches? Bitches are people who don't care what anyone thinks, by definition.
Yeah.
So basically, this book is advising you to become a bitch in order to get married to somebody.
To trick someone.
Right.
Relationship principle six. Men see how you dress and then make assumptions about your relationship potential.
Not relationship potential, but as we discussed earlier, weight, absolutely.
I think this goes yes, but in the opposite way of what they're assuming.
All right.
If I see a lady who's real dressed up all the time, I assume she's out of my
out of your price range. Out of your price range, yeah.
Because I assume she's going to, and maybe I'm wrong, but I do assume that she's going to, you know, want the finer things.
Well, I see a lady who's dressed up all the time, and I don't think about it, you know, in, the money point is a good point, but I also think about it in terms of time.
Okay.
Like, I have a friend who's seeing a girl, and this girl takes a long time to get ready for anything.
Yeah, don't they all? High five.
But it's exactly the kind of thing that's really annoying where it's the, I'm going to wait for, you know, there's a bunch of hacky stand-ups who do bits on this, but it's when you live it, it's not funny.
No.
Where it's the, hey, I'm going to go meet a friend for coffee. Do you want to come with me? Okay, now I have to wait for you for half an hour.
Right.
While you pick out an outfit, or you have me help you pick out an outfit.
Yeah.
And that's really obnoxious. Like, it's the, hey, I'm just trying to go out and do things, and I'm trying to include you in my life, but you've decided that you needed to include your nicest outfit.
Yeah.
In order to make this all work. And it's, you know, as if it's your buddy, you don't give a shit.
So let me condense what you're saying.
All right.
Don't worry about how you dress.
Especially, like, you get certain situations where you worry about how you're dressed, but you plan for those months in advance. You know, you get
ready
for it.
Let me condense. Don't worry about it.
All right.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just wear what you would wear.
Pick out a pair of shoes, bitch. We're late.
There you go. 7. When a man sees you wearing very revealing clothes, he'll usually assume you don't have anything else going for you.
No.
No.
No. I mean,
I don't agree with that either.
I think that usually the things you have going are fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, all right, great.
I think that almost, this is offensive. It makes us seem almost shallower than we really are, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
But I don't think I assume that if you're wearing revealing clothes, you have nothing else going for you. I think I'm just excited about what I know you have going for you.
Right, where it's like, oh, right? She's got a hot bod. I hope she's smart, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not like if I see a hot body and then I'm like, oh, fuck, she's smart. Never mind.
Well, you see,
done.
She's got a hot body. Pass. Good day.
Yeah, never mind. All right, 8.
Uh-huh.
When he sees you scantily dressed, he's also not good. Reminded of how great you look naked. He immediately thinks of all the other men you've slept with.
No.
Now, maybe some people are wearing a dress made out of dicks.
Someone's
printed
wearing
out dicks from everyone they've banged.
Someone, like, there probably are the handful of women who have the panties with the tally marks on them.
Sure.
Like, how many men have taken them off, or perhaps they have tattooed Tommy Lee has been here on their butt.
Sure.
You know.
But again, I don't need to be in the butt.
Well, on
Tommy
their butt,
Lee
not
can
in
have
the butt.
Butt.
No, like if you're doing doggy style, you might see.
Okay.
How's it going?
I would
teeth?
Do that on the front.
Yeah.
I think if you tattoo it on your butt, it means in the butt.
Fair enough.
I don't care what anyone else
fair
says
point.
About that.
Would you have that tattooed like on the stomach or like kind of on the inner thigh?
Inner thigh.
All right.
Or maybe hip.
There you go.
Yeah. Somewhere less than one finger's length from the, what do you call that part?
Pergina?
The axe wound.
Okay.
Is that the medical term?
Right.
Let's see. Relationship principle 9. Every guy knows he can find a girl who is simply satisfied with satisfying him. They are much more turned on by a woman who cares about her own pleasure as well.
See, this is the kind of thing where I halfway agree but think they phrased this badly.
Mm-hmm.
That I believe, and I'll ask the listening community to either back up or disagree with me this on helpfulsnowman.com.
Yeah.
All right, where you can go to the blog and comment.
Yeah.
That I think bisexual girls have an idea of how to satisfy themselves a lot better and how to satisfy men a lot better, generally.
Okay.
Because this is my theory as to why.
Okay.
All right. If a girl is bisexual, right?
Uh-huh.
That means she's been with a woman at least once.
Uh-huh.
And now, Peter.
Uh-huh.
You've been with a woman who just lays there, does nothing.
At least once.
At least once.
I've been, yes.
At least one woman, just nothing, right?
Uh-huh.
What's that experience like for you?
I give it an 8.5.
8.5.
But I'm into necrophilia.
All right. So that's what you're kind of
But the
into.
Average man would probably give it a 4 or less.
Like a 4 or 5, you'd still do it. It's the
Enthusiasm is important.
Yeah, it's the Little Caesars pizza of sex. It's not even the Tombstone level of sex. It's the Little Caesars.
Well, let's put it this way. When the sex is to the point where I'm like, I could beat off with less complicated feelings.
Right.
That's probably a bad sign.
Exactly. And so the thing is, if a girl is bisexual, right, she understands that not everybody can just lie around. Somebody has to do some work.
Yeah.
You know, so my experience has been that the bisexual girls, it's not that they don't usually lie. They're like a dead fish.
Okay.
Say, oh, okay, just do every, you know.
Interesting.
Just do this, get it over with, get it done, move on to the next thing. Like, they want to be involved in the process of having sex.
Interesting.
Somehow.
You know what? I have, like, no comment on this because I can't say I've ever been with someone who I feel like was enjoying my sex.
Okay, so maybe that's why
I don't blame them
for. That's why we need our community at helpfulsnowman.com.
Yeah. Yeah, all my female listeners.
All the female listeners. Well, even all the male listeners, because they might have been with a bisexual girl or two.
God, okay.
Or married one.
Relationship principle 10.
All right.
You can tell how much someone respects you by how much he respects your opinion. If he doesn't respect your opinion, he won't respect you.
Wait, girls have opinions I didn't give to them?
Slam, da, da, da. Let the boys be boys.
All right.
Yeah, no, I think that's a silly one. I think to say that if you have opinions, he won't like you, or vice versa.
Right. It's a horrible false dilemma where it's like, of course, you know, if you have no opinions on anything, you're not interesting, which leads you to that whole you're not perfect thing.
It's just, it actually goes back to relationship principle 9. If you have the opinion of this sex is really nice by, you know, participating and making me understand that physically.
Right.
Fantastic. But if you also have apparently no opinion, that's no good.
Right.
But if your opinion is always negative and do this, do that, this isn't working for me, do this, do that, that's no good either.
Yeah.
Middle ground.
You need the middle ground. Middle ground in the bedroom, middle ground in the coffee shop.
Have an opinion, do not be opinionated.
There you go.
Relationship principle 11. It is better to be disliked for being who you are than to be loved for who you are not.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Is it basically like, you know, I love
don't
you because
you're...
Don't
be a fake person, I guess.
Well, given what we have earlier in the show, basically Peter loves people if they, as long as they are they are white and not something else.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
As long as they're not in the non-white
Right.
Well, I think there's a problem here because I think most people, when they start dating someone, are to an extent, a certain percent, someone they're not normally.
It's the whole Chris Rock thing that you don't meet someone on their first date. You meet their representative.
Exactly.
You meet the representation.
The best 10% of somebody is who you see on the first date.
You meet the one that goes hiking, like sushi.
I was not farting in the car.
Right.
I was not trying to get a hand job while driving on the highway. I was not yelling at someone because the directions were incorrect. Everything is good.
You meet the you meet the guy who goes on $100 dinners.
Yes.
Who loves the outdoors and children.
Would consider attending the theater.
Right.
Yeah. You meet some piece of shit that's not real.
Exactly.
Oh, this... Okay. Relationship principle 12. Men like to be curious. They like to feel that there's more to the story than what they already know.
In the butt.
Relationship principle 13.
See, that explains everything.
The mental challenge is not, can I get her to sleep with me? The mental challenge is, can I get and keep her attention?
In the butt. See, that's the problem, is in the butt is the answer to everything. But I don't keep her attention. No, I disagree completely.
Yeah.
Because I can say that, like, I've slept with girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thought I've had once I was done was, I want to go home.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because I liked the girl any less than I did before.
Yeah.
It's just that that's the thing of, I want to go to sleep. I want to be by myself for a little bit.
Yeah.
Want to, like, go to the bathroom. Want to, like, you know, do whatever it is I need to do. Okay. Like as the, I've had my orgasm, I need to get on with my day or evening. And so it doesn't mean I'm not interested in the girl, but it's not the, I need to be next to you forever.
Yeah.
Type of thing that I can say, I'm done. You know, it's not the, like, I don't like you. It's the, I don't need you all the time.
Yeah.
So I can walk away and move on. So I'd say I can be interested in you without having to be around you all the time. So capturing my interest is fine, but sometimes that means you got to leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. I got nothing to add. Let's see. I'm going to skip ahead. Relationship 19. There's nothing more prized to a man than something he had to wait for, work for, or struggle a little bit to get.
In the butt. You were waiting for it. Everyone was waiting for it. You know, I'm going to say I disagree with that too.
Yeah.
Because I think that sometimes there's a point, you know, if you go with the sex thing, which we've been talking about, when I feel like I have to struggle for sex, then I don't like it.
No, me neither.
Like, I want this to be, because it's the, I want you to want to have sex. Like, if you want me to fight for it,
yeah,
then it's like, well, then you don't really want to have sex. You want to have something else.
Yeah.
And so the question becomes, is having sex, you're fighting for the next free sushi dinner or free whatever.
Ah. So using sex as a bargaining chip,
exactly,
is not attractive.
Exactly. Are you reading that as to say you're going to use sex for the, you know, that's your struggle to get to the next thing?
I think when it says there's nothing more prized to a man than something he had to wait for, work for, or struggle, because here's the other problem as I see it with relationship principle 19. The first sex with somebody is usually not the best, in my honest opinion.
Right.
Because it's weird. Because you're bringing whatever you bring to the table, and they're bringing whatever they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same things, because unless you were lucky enough to meet a girl who is a lesbian and banged all the same people as you at the same time as you did.
Yeah.
And you banged all the same people, and then you come together and converge in this weird sexual convergence where your experiences are identical.
Yeah.
Then perhaps it would work. However, I don't think that's the case, and therefore the first sex is a little weird because you're a little bit focused on what's the other person, what the hell are they doing here with me naked? Mm-hmm. What are they thinking?
Right.
Out of their fucking mind.
I will give I'll give this one rule of credit, though, that maybe they shouldn't think about it as a sex thing.
Yeah.
They should think about it as a, this is the tip for nerds and dorks who are into science fiction types, TV shows, books, movies, whatever.
Torchwood.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll go you one further.
Okay.
All right. That one of the great struggles I had with someone I was seeing was not to get in her pants, but to get her to watch Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
You know, where it's the kind of thing where she had all the right tastes. She's like, yeah, I was like, she's like, oh, I love television. I love episodic television. I loved this. I love that.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's like, I love 24. I love Deadwood. I loved, you know, all these things. And I thought, you know, she'd probably really like this show.
Uh-huh.
She would enjoy this program.
Uh-huh.
But because it's about war and space.
Yeah. You know, space opera.
Yeah. Space opera. She just, you know, she's like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it. But like, no, just try it and you'll like it.
Hmm.
And just like in the butt. But it's the kind of thing that was more of a struggle to get her to that point.
Uh-huh.
But once she got to that point, it's the, oh, you're right. You know, I do like this show. This was, you know, and she wound up watching the whole first and second season.
Yeah.
Where it's the, that was the struggle to say, like, not to get her to do something, not the sexual part, but the cultural part is harder than the sex part.
Okay.
Because I think as much as people sort of, they know what they want. Lots of people know what they want sexually, or they have a kind of a good idea.
Sure. Fist in the ass.
Exactly. Who doesn't like that?
Fine.
But you find there's a lot of people who have certain culture, like they don't have very, they have cultural tastes that are really different from you.
Uh-huh.
And I can say I've had more struggles in relationships from being culturally incompatible rather than sexually incompatible.
So that's important to you, that you guys like the same things.
It isn't the that she has to like the same, all of the same things, but she's got to be willing
to... Battlestar Galactica.
Well, yeah. Well, she's got to be willing to try the things that I like, and she can't be dismissive of the things that I like.
Interesting. Oh, okay. Be that's the big thing.
But, you know, I have the hard time because I'm a bit of a snob.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. And so... I can be very dismissive of things that people like, especially if I think they're not very good.
So let's say you meet a lady.
Okay.
You really like her.
All right.
And she is like, I know you're going to hate this, but I am telling you, read the book Twilight.
See, I would read it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I said, this is shit and here's why.
All right. But you would read it.
I would give it a
commitment.
Shot.
It's a thick book.
But see, that's the kind of thing, like, that's what I would expect, is that you give it an honest effort.
That's fair.
But if, like, if you're dating somebody, like, if I were dating the girl and she said, you know, I watched that episode of Battlestar Galactica, I hated it.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Then I could say, all right, you gave it a shot.
Yeah.
You know, but if you don't try it, it doesn't work. So I would say culturally that seems really important, but I think they're trying to talk about sex.
Yeah,
and
I
sex
agree.
Is, you know, you do what you feel. It, you know, there are girls that you wait for, there are girls you don't.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think a lot of these are about sex. Oh, yeah. Here's a good one for your little trick. Relationship Principle 26. Men love knowing there's a small part of you that they can't get to.
In the butt. But see, once you've gotten in the butt, where else is there to go? That's the hard part.
The butt again.
I guess in the butt again. In the butt while facing you.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
There's always somewhere else to go.
Where else do you go after in the butt? Ass to mouth?
You know what? I think it's less about...
Ass to mouth?
Being in a butt.
Okay.
As being in the butt of someone that you love.
That was deep.
Thank you. In the butt.
In the butt.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think that... I mean, here's the problem with this advice to me.
Okay.
I feel that this is the kind of advice to trick someone into marrying you.
Yeah.
Right? This is not a sustainable, lasting relationship plan.
Well, this is one of the things that's worth saying, is that it talks about delaying sex or delaying certain things.
Yeah.
And the more you delay something... The more time you spend with somebody and you realize you're just not compatible.
Yeah.
Like, let's say one partner likes it in the butt. Yeah. One partner totally against it.
Yeah.
You know, eventually you're going to learn that you're not compatible. It's not going to work.
Right.
Or you're going to have to kind of compromise, work your way through it.
Yeah.
But if you do that early on, you can say, like, if this is just, you know, if you hit a no-go zone, You can just be done. You can walk away.
Yeah.
But if you trick someone into liking you, into being married to you, and maybe having a kid with you,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden you say, yeah, in the butt, it's what I need to keep this whole thing going.
Yeah.
It's like, now I've got this house, I've got these kids, I've got this financial house of cards that will collapse if I do or don't put it in the butt.
It all comes down to that butt.
Right. So then all of a sudden, yeah, but the more you try to trick someone, that's not even just tricking them, it's delaying a conversation.
Yeah.
Kicking it down the road.
Yeah.
And it's not just in the butt, but it's basically all those other cultural things. Because what would it be like if I was with that girl who just hated Battlestar Galactica and thought everyone who watched it was a retard?
Yeah.
You know, that's not good. That's never going to work.
You would just fight all the time about Battlestar Galactica. But it's not really about Battlestar Galactica.
No.
It's really about the butt.
It's always about the butt.
Always about the butt.
You know, I know you're looking for some music here.
Yeah.
But I was kind of disappointed you did not pull up Say What in the Butt. Say What in the Butt.
I don't think
put it in my butt. In my butt. You've never heard that song?
No.
Yeah, you should probably find that on YouTube.
I would if I had the internet.
But you don't have it here in the helpful snow fort.
Hell no. Well, that's it, unless you got more.
I don't have any more for this episode, but I might be back for later episodes.
Sounds like a plan. Well, thank you again for coming.
Thanks.
We look forward to seeing you.
All right.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to visit helpfulsnowman.com. your home for snowman related paint, art, and comedy.
That's true.
Let's see, helpfulsnowman.tumblr.com. Don't go to that, actually.
That sucks.
I do have a project I'm working on. PeaceUnsentLoveLetters.tumblr.com.
Ooh.
That's
how
sad.
Many of them start in the butt?
Dear in the butt.
Right. Or have in the butt in the title. Can you search for in the butt?
You could. You know what? I don't think I've covered in the butt yet. But
probably
I think that's for volume two.
Okay, so that's more of the Pete's Unset in the butt letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a really gross visual the other day. I don't know. I can't remember the context, but it was basically I made a claim that someone had taken a shit in my wallet.
Right.
And then put the log of shit in the wallet.
Uh-huh.
And folded it up so the shit was squeezing out of the top.
Oh, God.
So that's what I'll leave everyone with.
Good thing
like
to leave
a Play-Doh home. Extruder.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. And all I wanted from you was no weather. I've no dark clouds since I was young. All I needed was slow peaceful rivers. All I needed was slow. All I